Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm quite rusty. It's been a few months and I've moved house. A lot's gone on. It's been quite intense, which is why I haven't been doing podcasting or anything else over like video form content, anything like that. But I'm back today, dead briefly, just to give you a catch up and give you some topics that have been quite hot on the table. Some of which relates to strength training, powerlifting, basically everything that I advocate. Again, I'm a big advocate of strength. I like to think strength comes with confidence. I was speaking to one of my clients today and she said for the first time, for as long as she's been lifting for, she's had the focus taken off of her weight, off of how she looks for the time being, and it's being directed solely into lifting weights, how she feels and how good her technique is and how well she's progressing. With that comes a byproduct of looking after yourself, eating better, and just feeling all around better as well. Give yourself a little bit more respect as a human being, nourishing yourself, and just generally moving better. So it's been a few months since our last podcast episode. I am in 3 weeks, 4 weeks out from comp. Yeah, cool. So 3 or 4 weeks out from competition, and hopefully with a intention to qualify for All England's in August. So I've seen pretty daft that I don't, but hey-ho. But with today's topics, we have quite a few. We have RPE, how to gauge that. We have just attitude, lifting weights, and this is a bit of a mad one, but again, very something to look forward to today. And the other one is just some mistake people make when either they're following a program or the mistakes people make by not following program. And this is quite an interesting one, which I guess we can segue into first. If you're on a bid to get stronger, if that is through squatting, deadlifting, bench pressing, or any big movements, or just all round stronger, if you don't have a program, if you don't have a strategy, a plan, a goal, then what are you doing? You're just aimlessly moving around and just lifting randomly every time you go in, hoping for the best and having no gauge of tracking your weights, reps, sets, RPEs, anything. So my first point, I guess, is if you're serious about getting more confident, stronger in anything, then make yourself a plan. Have a plan in place. That's number one. Have a plan in place, making sure that each and every week you're doing what you can to progress. You're not going to see massive improvements. Maybe more reps, more sets, less RPE, better technique, or just working on your sticking points in that motion. If, for example, you're just aimlessly wandering the gym and just hoping for the best, then you're not measuring that. If you can't measure that, you can't manage it, you can't change it, you can't grow it. Second is, I guess, attitude as a lifter. If you approach anything with a huge stroke of ego, you will be let down. You'll be let down as far as to say your lifting might come to, you know, you might have some dangerous moves, some dangerous risk and weight as well. So you might load the bar with more than you can handle, and that might end with a detriment to yourself. With powerlifting or strength training overall, there needs to be a degree of being somewhat humble. I've spent years in my past being an egotistical lifter, and it's got me nowhere. It got me to a point where, okay, I could handle holding a lot of weight, but movement-wise, it's quite pathetic. That didn't allow me to progress. Even the exercise, the motion, and in the long run, if left, I could have got seriously injured. And if you're listening to this right now thinking, okay, I should be behaving myself, I should be watching my load, I should be managing it, I should be lifting properly, not sacrificing technique for weight, then this is your calling. Because I don't care what any of my clients lift. I always tell them, I don't care what you lift, it's how you lift it. You'll never impress me on how much you lift. Okay? I'd rather see someone lift a 60 kilogram deadlift than a 200 kilogram deadlift if that 60 looks better. Less sloppy, everything's tight, you know, taut, rather than 200 kilo looking like a bag of crap, okay? So when you are strength training, having a degree of being just sensible will benefit you and your progression, okay? Next is RPE. RPE is somewhat, can be somewhat difficult to gauge. And I guarantee everyone who's listened to this has heard of RPE before. If you haven't, then, you know, it's the name of the podcast. About time I explain it. So RPE stands for rate of perceived exertion. On one hand, so there's, again, two sides. On one hand, RPE stands for, you know, how hard something is, how physically demanding something is. 10 being can't breathe, gasping for breath, gonna die. One is just like chilling out, very easy, can do it blindfolded. That's from a generalized movement point of view. We have that, and we have then more for like weight training, strength training. So RPE in a sense of, okay, if you're warming up, the weight is around RPE 5. It's moving beyond easy. It's just literally warming up. RPE 6 is more skill work. You might see this on deloads or the beginning of your training phases, or maybe if you need to develop a skill a bit more and either you or your coach is trying to hold you back, then maybe RPE 5 to 6 is a good place to start just to develop that technique as a lift. Say if you're on barbell back squat and you're struggling to hit depth, maintain between RPE 5 and 6 until you nail that depth, until you nail the foot placement, until you nail the high bar or low bar, the bracing, the breathing, everything else that you can handle. Keep it around that. Otherwise, if you go up and up and up, that weight's going to get too much to handle and you can't work on your skill. RPE 7, this is more beginning to put, you know, effort in. You know, force needs to be applied to a bar, but the bar path is still moving relatively fast-ish. Maybe you can do 3 or 4 more reps, and then that's it, failure. That's RPE 7. RPE 8 is quite a bit of force applied, might be able to do 2 more reps. This is more of towards your, on the way towards your maximum. Not quite nearly there, but on the way. RPE 9, maybe more, one more rep. Maybe the bar's moving very slow, and it's a good grind, okay? Bar path and bar speed and velocity will slow down, but maybe you can do one more than that to it. RPE 10, in the podcast, is you can do no more. You can do no more reps. That is your all-time maximum lift. You can't do that enough in the rep, otherwise you'll fold like a pretzel. So that is how to gauge RPE. And still, when either RPE prescribing, low prescribing, or a blend of this, it's still difficult to gauge. If you or your coach prescribes RPE as a measurement tool, and it can be very much of a handy tool, I'll explain why in a second, then really concentrate on how this is and break it down and be honest with yourself. Don't be trying to make that exercise, even though it was very difficult. Don't be trying to, you know, lower the RPE theoretically because you want it to be an RPE 6, but really it's an RPE 7 to 8. Because your coach is going to turn around to you and say, okay, if this is an RPE 6, let's go for this weight this week. And then you're caught with a bit of egg in your face, aren't you? So with that in mind, the reason why I like RPE, I'm prescribing RPE, is the whole notion of, you know, say if I'm coaching a woman and she's, you know, on a period 1 week and she, you know, normally she can hit, I don't know, 100 kilo squat, piece of piss. But if I then low prescribe it the week after, which if she's on her period, if she's feeling quite exhausted, lethargic, just fucking done in, if she then takes that 110, I'm risking her overshooting and I'm risking her being massively fatigued, may even fail the rep. That is why RPE is a brilliant measurement tool, especially for either female athletes, for female clients, anyone. If I say to you, okay, I want you to hit an RPE 7, whatever that 7 is on that day, that doesn't necessarily mean I want you to hit X amount of weight, no matter what, like low prescribing. If I RPE prescribe you an RPE 7, you might go into that gym and you might feel absolute God strength. You might feel amazing. Or you might go in feeling like absolute bag of crap. You know, you're on your period, you're exhausted, you're in pain, you just can't stop thinking about going home because fuck this shit. Or maybe you had bad sleep. Maybe you have a lot of stress in your life the previous day. You know, allostatic stress and load is high and you just generally feel fatigued. And then I ask you to do a 110 squat and you fall like a pretzel. Rather, let's have you do an RP7, whatever that is for this day. It might be more, it might be less. Let's see what we got for that day. That's why RPE can be a very, very handy tool in measuring your weights, load, reps and sets, etc. So, I hope I explained that pretty well and I hope you gained some value from that today. Myself, I'm going to try and get some better camera angles in this office, some better setups, some better lighting, and you'll be seeing a lot more of me in both YouTube and podcasting, Spotify, Apple, whichever you listen to. And listen, massively appreciate it if you find this helpful. Just give it a share, tag me in your stories, and rate us on whichever platform you're on. Be massively appreciated, and I'll be honest, it'll motivate me to do some more. But I will be back soon with some more podcasts. And guys, thanks for sticking around, and I hope you have a great day. Wherever you are, walking, driving, slacking from work, walking on a treadmill, whichever. All right, I'll see you soon. Have a great day.